Welcome to Total Wine & More. It's much more than a wine store. It's the eighth wonder of the world.
When people talk about Total Wine & More, they get a little carried away. We're just a big, friendly place run by people with a passion for wine and beer. See, we travel the world to find the best wines from the best regions, and we sell them at the lowest prices anywhere.
And friendly, helpful experts at every turn.
You know what? Maybe we are the eighth wonder of the world.
Shop in-store or online at TotalWine.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Contra Radio Network presents The Contra Dawn Show with your host, Dawn Appleberg.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Friday night. For those of you who are working the daily grind to get ready for the weekend, for those of you who aren't, well, you should be. Today, we're going to be talking about some pretty hands-on stuff that we all like to think we know. We all like to tell other people we know. But as a meme I saw on Facebook today points out, most people think they know what they don't know, and what they don't know, they should know. So, basically, I'm waiting for my cohort in crime to get home, so I'm going to go ahead and touch right now on a very sensitive subject that we've been talking about all over Facebook. It's been blasted for the last day and a half, and separating the fact from fiction, wheat from chaff. All right, let's talk about Syria real quick, and I'm not going to turn my whole show into it. It's only going to be about 15 minutes, folks. First off, Syria is the number one terrorist capital in the world. If Syria were to be eliminated, then we would have literally about 80% of our terroristic issues would be immediately taken care of. Syria also happens to be its own worst enemy. It is literally a cesspool. It is it's a self-eating, loathing place of just crap. There's just no other way to put it. Assad, the dictator, if you will, the diplomat, if you will, whatever you want to call this man, who is in charge of Syria, has basically, for the last 15 years, done about as much for Syria as the Chicago mayors have for their violent situation, which means nothing. If anything, he has been either passively or directly influencing it and creating that hotbed of hell. So, the main people on the plane here, we've got the main characters that are playing here. We got the U.S., we got Russia, we have the Middle East. Middle East fractured, we understand, so we're going to combine them into one little place and say they're sitting on the sidelines for this one. When you're two powerhouses, Russia and the U.S., once more powerhouse because now we have a president with balls, yes we do, when these two ever enter the arena, things get real shaky quick. Now, most people today have forgotten what we've seen play out the last 2 days actually is a repeat of several instances that have occurred in the Middle East since the 90s. So it's really not that big of a deal. Here we go. Putin came out backing Assad. That's his boy. That's his man. Trump came out backing America, saying, you know, there was supposed to be a cleanup on aisle 8. Didn't happen. We were told issue. You turned around, you used chemical warfare. We know you didn't take care of what you're supposed to take care of. So now guess what? We're going to have to take care of it for you. Putin came in and said, Trump, don't do anything. That's my boy. Don't touch him. You and I were helping each other with this fly zone thing, but don't touch my boy. Trump went back and said, hold my beer and watch this. He did not bomb civilians. He did not bomb innocent villages as our prior POTUS has been known to do. No, he took over 50 Tomahawks and he annihilated the airfield that was known to hide and harbor the chemical warfare. So he just simply eliminated the problem. Yeah, he's done being diplomatic about it. We had a whole bunch of people all up uproar. Well, he didn't have the right. He had the right. He did not need congressional approval to do it, although many individuals from Congress have come out now saying they approved. It was not a declaration of war. It was not a combat against citizens. It was annihilation of a prior issue that should have been taken care of. Now, this puts Putin in a very bad spot politically. Putin backed Assad. Trump just called his bluff. So now Putin's going to have to flex. He's going to have to show the world he is not weak, because at this point, they're testing new waters. We've got a new president, 8 years of the flaccid guy in the office. Now we got somebody who has no problem flicking your nose. So, of course, Putin brings in his war carriers. He starts circling the United States ones that fire the Tomahawks. Notice they haven't done anything. And they came in close range without shooting. This is flexing muscles. This is a pissing contest. This is nothing more than you're an alpha, I'm an alpha. Let's see who's got the bigger muscles. We're just going to go ahead and kind of, you know, dance around each other like a bunch of chimpanzees. And as long as neither one actually does anything at this point, it's going to go away. If Assad continues to bomb his own country, that will give Putin a way out of his predicament, because then he can turn to him and say, hey, I had your back. You're an idiot. I got to walk. If Trump does not do another airstrike and just lets it cool down, gives Putin a way out, because now he didn't back down. We got our point across, but there's no need to escalate. So everybody, calm down. This is a dance that we have done dozens of times with Russia before. So everybody understand now? No reason to think World War III is coming. No reason to think that we're going to, you know, end up with a nuclear strike. Just men being men, they're playing their chess game, and as long as the two kings aren't ever checkmated, we're okay. All right, so we're going to move off from that. Now what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and start touching on what we're going to be mainly talking about in the show today. I am so sick, and I'm sure you are too, I am so sick of logging into Facebook and seeing what you know is fake news. You see it, you're looking at it, you're literally scratching your head going, how did somebody think that was even reliable to share? And, you know, you may not even be that lazy today. Maybe you just do an extra click and you find out that the link to the website goes to another website that says, this is satire, folks, or something like that. Today we're going to be talking about social media and how it is being deliberately used to manipulate you and your dollar. This is no longer a joke. This is no longer people thinking, huh, I'm going to go ahead and show you're stupid. No, this is actually manipulating you to go ahead and control the bottom dollar and either destroy competition or build up falsely. So, with that being said, I'm still waiting for my cohort in crime. We're going to start calling her names here in a little bit if she doesn't show up. She's on her way home. She's driving, folks. All right, with this being said, first things first. When you see something and you know it's blatantly fake, how do you handle it? Some get rude. Doesn't really help the situation. Some ignore it. That kind of is okay, but doesn't really help the situation. Some hide them, report them. You know, there's all sorts of things you can do. My recommendation is, what I would do is contact the individual who posted it and say, hey, that's fake news. I'm going to tag it as fake news, let you know, and that way you can go ahead and tag it too. And, you know, the person may be a little embarrassed about it, but at least you haven't called them out, number one. And number two, you've stopped in its tracks, that being shared. What if you're curious and you're questioning? I mean, it sounds reliable. It sounds like something that might happen. A good example of that would be when we saw the countdown for Hillary's arrest, which everybody wanted. Everybody loved to see, and all of a sudden, breaking news, Hillary is in chains. Nothing to it. How you can tell in those situations, we're going to go through that today. But one of the basic ways you can tell is, folks, don't just read the headline. Take that headline, type it into your Google search, and see if anything else pops up besides extreme fringe stuff. If you find an ABC nod to it, NBC nod to it, CNN nod to it, you know, one of the larger fake news, as we call them now, there might be some liability to it, and I'll tell you why, ironically. When it comes to fake news that they put out, what they're doing is that they're twisting the truth for political reasons or to politically motivate you into feeling a certain way. Trump, with his bombing of Syria, for example, CNN covering it is Trump slaughtering innocents in Syria with massive hostile attack. Well, the truth is he did shoot tomahawks. There were no civilians. But the premise of the fact is there was an act. It was aggressive. And we annihilated. So when you start seeing things like that, then you might be able to think this might be a little reliable. Second way to check, look to the local news. Florida man eaten by alligator while sunbathing. Okay, sounds like it might happen. So it says in Jacksonville, Florida, man sunbathing nude, alligator comes out of nowhere, takes him, grabs him, drags him off. So what you do, go to Jacksonville local news. Something like that, they're going to report. And if you look and you find it, hey, right on. You know, wow, that happened. If you don't see anything locally, it probably didn't happen. Fake news. Now, why am I pushing this? Why am I still waiting for Julie? The reason I'm pushing this, folks, is because your bottom dollar is now being used. Once more, you heard me say that. Let me explain how. How many of you boycotted Macy's because they dropped the Trump line? Come on, hold that hand up high. Be proud about it. How many of you shopped more at Macy's because they dropped the Ivanka line? Come on, be proud of that decision. Here's the deal. Macy's never dropped the line. A 5-minute search would have proven that. What happened, if you went and Googled it, there was one manager in one store who told them that they did not want them to advertise Ivanka's stuff and to hide the tags and to hide the signs. Said manager was fired. But the news that came out on all the fake websites was Macy needs to be boycotted for dishonoring our president. And whether if you're for or against him, you chose at that point because somebody took a tiny incident and blew it into a massive generality. You chose at that instant to either spend your dollar or not. 5 seconds, folks, could have stopped you from being manipulated. 5 seconds. All you had to do is go to Macy's and check Ivanka, and you would have seen there all over the place. That's one example. Another example, controversial one, Starbucks. Oh, I love this one. Starbucks has been a hotbed of controversy for quite some time, even after the CEO was fired. So, main reason to boycott Starbucks, as far as I'm concerned, I can't stand their coffee. It's overpriced, tastes bleached. We're in Washington State here. We have some beautiful coffee. We've got some gorgeous coffee places. We've got some coffee out here that will make you weep. Why am I going to go to a franchise? That's like saying that you want a steak, so you go eat at McDonald's. Now, but let's get back to the controversy. Starbucks first controversy. Oh, this was a great one. Starbucks CEO has come out and told you that your guns are no longer welcome in Starbucks. Actually, he never actually said that. He said was he didn't want the presence of guns to scare or concern his customers, okay? As a CEO, someone who caters to a large eclectic crowd, I can understand his place. He even said he's not making a political stance on this. He even backed it up and said this is not a political stance. I'm just saying, if you're going to carry, I don't want to see it. Didn't say you weren't welcome. As a matter of fact, 3 days after that statement came out, I open carried into 2 different Starbucks here in Washington. Nobody batted an eye. And my firearm, I'm only 5'5", people. My firearm is a CZ-P07. That thing covers half my hip. And not one person said, nope, you can't be here. There were no signs that said guns not allowed. Matter of fact, there were still a lot of those guns and coffee Starbucks symbols all over the place. But no, you read and you heard from someone, they didn't want your firearm. So let's boycott. The second controversy that came out was Starbucks. Starbucks is against traditional marriage. Starbucks is for LGBT, and Starbucks doesn't want Christian money. At a shareholders meeting, the CEO was discussing the shares and discussing the stocks and the dividends that were supposed to be given out that year, when one individual stood up who was very upset about Starbucks saying they support LGBT and their and gay marriage. And he stood up and he proceeded to take over the meeting, demanding that the CEO stop supporting LGBT, that if they did not stop supporting, he was going to take his money elsewhere. That is when the CEO finally snapped and said, fine, take your money elsewhere. We're not changing our stance. Tell me in that statement where he says he's against traditional marriage. Tell me in that statement where he says he doesn't want Christian money. Pretty much what happened is he got annoyed by a shareholder who was being an ass, and he said, take your money and leave. The guy then goes to the press and, oh, blows it all out of proportion, and boom, let's boycott Starbucks because they're this, 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 this. Now, a lot of the left at this point, they're grinning and they're shaking their head. They're like, yeah, you right-wingers, you're stupid, aren't you? You fell for it, didn't you? Chick-fil-A, anybody? Chick-fil-A. Big controversy that happened with them, but actually promoted their business so outrageously that when they opened the new Chick-fil-A down here in Puyallup, 2 weeks later, you still had an hour and a half wait time in your car if you went to go pick up. Okay, these people are making buck. Chick-fil-A came out against Obamacare saying they did not believe they'd have to pay for abortions. They shouldn't have to pay for birth control. They're Christian. They didn't want to work on Sundays. This was blown so far out of proportion by the left. You went rabid, people. Let's be honest, you did. You went like we're talking nuclear about this. Hey, looks like Julie's here. Let's find out. Julie, is that you?
Yes, you just unmuted me.
There you are. All right.
Sorry,
go ahead.
Went as fast as I could.
You're fine.
Sorry,
you
the power's out in town. Well,
uh-huh.
No, I don't speed, but close. Power was out in town. It's winds are gale force. It's something's going on. But hi.
You know, Julie, I think it's you.
Oh, if you only knew the week I've had, you'd probably say, yes, it is me. Because, we aren't going there right now.
Okay, well,
I brought
real
an
quick,
entire lemon ring pie home, and I'm going to eat it.
There you go. Go for it, child.
It's a one pie day. Let me tell you. Yeah.
No shame. No shame. Go ahead and chow down. Okay, let me finish my Chick-fil-A situation, and then we'll go ahead and bring you in. How's that? Okay, so, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. The liberals, you all took this one hook, line, and sinker, and you ran with it like a rabid dog. So what happened is as soon as you started screaming about how Chick-fil-A was against women's rights and against this and against that and blah, 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 the conservatives put their backs up, and then they started throwing money at, let's be honest, it's a fast food chain. This is not high-end quality dining. And you turned it around because of your protests against them. You made them famous to the point that people who didn't even know who Chick-fil-A were driving hours to get one and show it on Facebook. You buying into the hype of fake news made the conservative company a huge amount of money. So this is not just conservatives who fall for this crap, okay? You, the liberals, you're just as bad at it. And the sad thing is, if not worse, because what I'm seeing a lot of is the offense about little sound bites. But when you start getting into the nitty gritty, then you realize there really wasn't a story there. And now you're upset because you were offended, but now you've got to, you know, save face. So basically, Julie, we're just at this point talking about manipulation and how your bottom dollar is actually being manipulated to go ahead and support or destroy businesses.
Absolutely. This is a pet peeve of mine. I think you've probably seen a few posts on this over the week online from me, because the media just is manipulating everything towards the liberal side. I mean, it's always kind of been that way in the last 8 years, and the conservatives haven't been able to really say a whole lot because we were racist or we were this or we were that. But it hasn't really slowed down at all. We have more input, but it's still the biggest biased media is the most popular media. I mean, one thing, I'm up here so far, I don't get TV, I don't get radio. I can get a newspaper if I go into town, but our newspaper is very liberal here in our town. And so everything that I get is on Yahoo, I don't go to Google, or, you know, just regular media, unless I go to some of the conservative sites or whatever. But I'm learning that the conservatives are just as bad as the liberals in a lot of ways.
Yep.
And it's like, you don't really know who to trust at all. I mean, I don't really know if there's anybody we can trust at a face value like we used to. Because I noticed during the election, you know, in Conflicted, we're primarily conservative, but there's a couple of liberal people in there that I like them in there because I can see both sides of the story then. You know, they're giving us their input, whether I like it or not. Doesn't matter. I'm still hearing the other side of the story.
I like them in there, too. Entertains
me. Go ahead.
No, I said I like them in there, too.
Well, it really pisses off a half a bunch of them. But, and they were saying, during the election, they're saying, well, all these Trump supporters are out there fighting in the streets and hurting poor innocent liberals and blah, blah, blah. And they don't see the other side of the coin where we see the liberals fighting and rioting. And so, and I said, send me links. And she sent me one link, but it was, you know, there were protests on both sides. And what we later found out were liberals pretending they were conservatives to pick fights. But, you know, you don't get both, you don't see that when you're primarily conservative, you're primarily liberal, because most people don't have friends on both sides of the fence.
You like to be in your comfort zone. You want to talk to people who are like-minded, and so when you have somebody of the opposite that you're talking to, you have a tendency to tune them out. So,
right.
Yeah, she's right.
And to some degree, you know, that's true. I tend to have it, and granted, it pisses me off when I have a few friends that are a little more liberal, but I don't unfriend people for being different. Because that's not right. I mean, I don't go out looking for liberal friends, and I don't take a lot of friends. I don't have a lot of friends on my Facebook, for example. Probably less than 100, because I try not to friend people I don't know unless I've spoken with them for a couple of years, you know, over on Facebook, over since I started. You know, if I've talked to them for 3 or 4 years, I'll friend them or have them on my friends list, but so it's, and that goes by sites. I mean, you know, if you're on gardening site or something else, you might get a few of both, but primarily if I'm on a prepper site, they're conservative. So that just was a luck of the draw there. But there was something with Ben Carson this week, and he uncovered $516 billion in mismanaged funds.
With HUD, yeah.
With the Obama regime, and it's not anywhere in the news that I've seen so far. And just in one area.
Yeah. One of the things that I would recommend you do right now, people, and this is something very simple, if it comes to anything political, before you digest it as fact – go to whitehouse.gov and check on their website to see what is updated, what legislation's out there, what has been uncovered. Ben Carson's find is on there. The legislation that Trump has been passing is on there. If you read it before you digest it as fact, go to the website and check it out. That's the most reliable one you're going to find because it's directly from the White House itself.
Okay. And that's good. You know, I haven't been to that one. I don't. One time I went looking up White House on internet, and it was not the White House.
So you went to whitehouse.com, didn't you? You went to whitehouse.com.
I don't know what I went to, but it wasn't the White House.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's .gov. You hit .com, you're going to put more porn on your computer than you can possibly handle. It will shut
exactly.
you down.
Exactly.
Whitehouse.com.
So, yes, that was an issue at one time.
Mm-hmm.
I have not tried to repeat that little mistake.
Right.
In
Julie, I was in a military pay office when I went to whitehouse.com accidentally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet that
I infected,
was
yes, we infected the entire server.
Oh, yeah, no.
You know what happens when a general
it was on my own
old... his computer?
Yeah, I had to get rid of my computer, I believe, after that one.
Mm-hmm.
And just for the record, I don't go to porn sites. So
nope,
it wasn't
nope,
like an
nope.
intentional thing.
But I'm actually so adamant about this. I'm going to make a statement at the end of this, and it's going to be up here with this. Whitehouse.com, not whitehouse.com, okay?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, no, that was it. That was the deal. But, yeah, I mean, people anymore are so – it's so easy to manipulate the masses anymore. We're all so touchy and hyper aware and hyper alert of any indiscretion or any thing that is against us because, well, let's face it, conservatives, we've been kind of bullied for the last 8 years. Can't say anything, can't do anything. Our beliefs were being under fire and there was no way to get rid of the pressure, I guess. And now it's kind of going the other way. And two rights don't make a wrong. I mean, we need unbiased reporting. We need people to settle down and say, take a good look at this stuff, like you said, and say, hey, you know what? That may not be absolutely correct. And even if it is, why is this here? Why is this on this site? What are they driving me to do? Because that is the bottom line anymore. We're being driven to follow an agenda on both sides.
Right. One of the reasons why I was talking about your bottom dollar is because we are no longer just talking about personal opinion now, folks. Let's go ahead and discuss what happened with Target. Target came out with their policy of transgenders allowed to use whatever they felt at that time was their gender bathrooms. Rather than having single bathrooms for individuals to use either or, they were saying that family bathrooms or group bathrooms could be used by whatever you're in flux with. Now, I'm going to go ahead and make my statement right here and now. You may go ahead and contact John Jeffers if you like. He happens to be the boss of the show. You can contact me. You can contact me. If you want to send it to me directly on Facebook, it's Don Appleberg. I'm the only one out there. I don't care if you like what I'm about to say or not. The truth is truth.
Don't call me.
Transgenders, individuals who are conflicted with their sexual identity, it is not a social construct. The DSM-5, which is volume 5 of the psychological manifestations of mental illnesses, still classifies transgenderism as a mental dysmorphia or disorder. rather than, look, folks, if you've got a bipolar friend and she comes to you or he comes to you and says, you know, I feel blah today. I don't really feel great. I think everything sucks. Are you going to put your arm around them and say, I identify with that. I accept you for who you are. Here's a razor. Go do some secret cutting. It will make you feel so much better. No, you wouldn't. Okay? What you would do is you would say, hey, dude, you know, what can I do to help? Maybe get you in to see your doctor. Maybe get some counseling for it. Maybe find out what the root of the depression is. Is it chemical? Is it biological? Is your husband cheating on you? Is your wife cheating on you? Is your dog cheating on you? You know, whatever. Transgenderism is a distinct dislike or a lack of identification for your actual gender identity. Johns Hopkins University was the only authorized sex change hospital in the United States, matter of fact, globally for quite some time, until the 80s, I believe, and still in the United States until the 2000s when they started really getting into it. But Johns Hopkins came out with their own studies, independent of politics or anything else, where they only approved 3% of those who came looking for sexual reorientation. Those 3% were found to be one of two situations. One, the individual was actually born a hermaphrodite. For those who don't know what that means you have actual both sexual organs. The parents chose a gender at birth. The child was then altered to suit said gender. And later on, DNA tests proved that they had made a poor choice. The child was predominantly the other gender. Or two, it's called chimeria. I know I'm saying it wrong. Chimeria. Basically, thank you. You know exactly what I'm talking about, Julie. Basically, what happens is that you actually have two separate sets of DNA strands. You actually have two separate sets of DNA strands in your body. And those can be in conflict. All right? Those situations were actually proved. All the others, the 97% that were not, were because they were mentally unstable. They were borderline suicidal, massively depressed, stressed. Now, before either side, because I know there's going to be parents out there who have these kids, and they're going to be like, oh, I'm going to really, listen up. You're not doing them any favors. When it comes to the bullying that people talk about causing the stress, 90% of the time it's, well, I'm pulling that number out of my butt, okay? It's not 90% of the time. A majority of the time, they're not really bullied, especially in today's society. A majority of the time what happens is they're supported. They may have somebody make a comment or something, but this isn't the 70s anymore, people. This isn't the 70s where, you know, your kids go to school and their friends and meet them, hey, douche nozzle, how you doing? I'm doing fine, butt face. You know, this is how we used to talk to each other. Can't do that anymore. Now you have whoops and uh-oh that you have to go ahead and hold up if somebody hurt your feelings. No, what happens with these guys is that the stress and everything is with their not being able to digest, process, or deal with the transgenderism. Now, I've gone off on a rant here, I know, but we're getting back to where we need to be.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay. The individuals out there who are transgender identified, not to be confused with transsexuals. There is a difference, okay? Transsexual is an individual who dresses or acts of the opposite sex but is comfortable with their penis or vagina, all right? We're big girls and boys. We can use these words. I know, John, you're probably going, yeah, okay, Melanta, men like to wear women's clothes. Women like to wear the men's clothes. I mean, it is what it is. It's not really considered a disorder. It's more, that is more of a societal construct, okay? But if you truly are looking at your body saying, you got to take the boobs off and I want a penis, you've got a mental disorder that needs to be addressed, whether it's chemical, whether it's biological, whether it's emotional, whatever. So, with that being said, jumping back to Target. Target came out because they thought they were being so progressive, and they said, whatever you feel today, you can use that bathroom. Not paying attention to a majority of individuals out there, even liberals. A lot of you liberals, you don't want to admit it. Stop avoiding eye contact with your friends right now. Your moms and dads out there went, wait a minute. Not so sure about this one. Yeah, I want to support them. I want to go ahead and be progressive and support them. I'm not so sure I want them peeing next to my daughter or my son. Okay.
Well, there's a simple solution for that.
And,
you know, in almost every, business, there used to be anyway, one of those bathrooms that was just for anybody. It was not a male bathroom or a female bathroom.
Correct.
It had a regular toilet, and that was, you went in there, you could bring your kids in there, but it was just a single.
And oftentimes it was, oftentimes they were large enough that if you needed to, you could change your baby in privacy. But no, Target didn't do that. Target was then annihilated with the boycott that occurred. Now, before the conservatives pat themselves on the back, before the liberals gnash their teeth at this, I want you all to calm down for a second. Remember, this show is supposed to be broadening our minds mentally and maturing ourselves emotionally that we can start talking politics once more as adults, okay? So we don't regress to kindergarten whenever we're talking politics, all right? So I want both sides to calm down right now, and I want you to think logically about what I'm about to say. It was not conservatives who made the dive and liberals who tried to save them. The ones who destroyed the stocks of Target were the parents of both sides.
Right.
It was the grandparents of both sides. It was the teenagers who just realized, hey, what if I want to try on something? And does that mean this big hairy man's going to come in and see me? Or the guy, the boy teenager, who's, I'm taking a pee in the urinal and this guy came in and it's a girl. Okay. I can't pee when I have an audience. And now we got a woman in here. Okay. Look, it was you guys. It was all of us who said, Target, you're an idiot. So that was one of those where the news was accurate, but the slant of who was affecting it was not. They made it all sound like conservatives were this big hate group that was just going to shut them down. No, once more, it was both sides, and it was the parents. Okay? So, with that being said, Julie, can you give me three real blatant, as soon as you see it, you know it's fake news?
Anything to do with Trump.
that's too easy. That's too easy. We're not going there. No, if you're scrolling, give me something that you look at and you say, yep, I'm going to keep on going.
Well, I do that all the time. I don't know if I could do it right off the top of my head. I just got off work. It's usually anything to do with Trump or racially motivated.
Okay. Anything that has like one of those tag words, right? Okay.
Yeah.
What else?
Let me think. Anything from the regular news.
Okay. Well, you know, hey, that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing.
If it's on Yahoo, I don't even look at it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give you some basics. So, I'm going to give you some real simple basics,
yeah,
okay?
I'm a bad one
first
for
off,
that one.
First off, any website that ends with a .co, okay, like you'll see nbc.news12.com.co. If it's got a .co, it's fake. Okay?
Okay.
That's the first one. Second one, anything that screams breaking news. And then when you see the headline, and you see that headline and it's an inflammatory headline, Hillary's in cuffs. You can pretty much bet.
I used to believe those, but they were for a while, but then now somebody just screenshotted it and saved it, and now they use it for everything, you know.
Nine times out of ten, when you see that and you click into the story, there is absolutely nothing like it says in the headline. Nine times out of ten, you know, Hillary in cuffs. And then when you read it, you find out, well, we found this out about her. Shouldn't she get arrested? So it's an opinion piece, all right? So that's one. The third one that I like to use is what I call my Bigfoot factor, okay? is when you start, as Julie pointed out, anytime you see anything that's racial, bigot, religious, you better bring yourself a big glass of tequila to swallow with that salt, okay? Because 9 times out of 10, it's more opinion than it's fact. Now, you can take that piece, okay? Racist runs over a man with car, says, I killed that man for hitting the boy. I think a lot of you probably know this story. A black gentleman saw a white man accidentally hit a child that ran in front of him, chased down the guy, and then killed him. That's the gist of the story. Yes, that is the gist of the story. Race had nothing to do with it. This was not a hate crime. This was a man enraged because he saw a child run over by someone else and in a heat of passion killed the other man. Okay? That's the crux of the story. Many of the stories that ran with it, though, throughout there, black man kills white man. White boy runs over black kid. You know, this type of thing. Trying to stir up that BS again. One of the things
you get more hits on their site, and then they get more clickbait.
Exactly. And the reason we're doing this show, and I want this show to spread, I literally am going to pay to have this particular show spread out there because I think this is important for everybody. You are responsible for what passes through your feed. When you see a fake news and you just keep on scrolling, you're tacitly, passively allowing it to still exist and move on down the chain. Nip it off. Nip it off. Okay. First one, we're going to go ahead and look at Wikipedia here, and I'm going to post this. Wikipedia has a huge list of what they call, or whoever wrote this article, what they consider to be fake news.
Well, I'm going to say most anything that Snopes does, too, is probably pretty bad anymore.
Okay, right now, I'm going to tell you guys right now, you know all those political facts and Snopes and all these factcheck.orgs that we are relying on now because we're too freaking lazy to do our own research? You're the reason it's allowed. And 90% of them now, because there's 10 of them, 9 of them have been proven to be slanted in some way. One I'm still out on trying to look at. You're responsible. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I did it. Because what you did is as soon as you found something, someone else's opinion was written up on it. Let them do the research, even though half-ass research people. Josh Bernstein, good friend of mine, shout out on him for his show, has told me I'm not supposed to swear on my show. Well, he does it on his, but I'm going to do it on mine because it's me. Half-ass job, and you allowed it to happen. You're the one that allowed it to happen because what did you do? You used it now as your peer review. So you went to PolitiFact, you went to Fact Check, you went to Snopes, and when you're in an argument with somebody or a debate with somebody about something, you slap that up there like it was some type of data that you personally scrutinized yourself. We need to stop. Both sides need to stop. We need as a people to stop. Okay? Not only is it damaging to your credibility, but what you're doing is that you're actually profiting someone to sit on their butt and do nothing because it's called clickbait. Every click they get on that particular website, they get paid for. So you're letting a con man or woman or dog, who knows, make money off of your ignorance. So we need to stop, okay? So I already talked about the .co. .ma is another one to account for. Anything that doesn't stop end with .com, gov, or org, you better be looking at it kind of funny, okay? Okay, this one, people, I cannot tell you enough how much it annoys. I have actually unfriended people and blocked people for sharing too much of this one particular website, okay? The last line of defense. I see one more person share that on my page. I'm going to find where they live. I'm going to go to their house, and I'm going to glitter bomb them. Last line of defense. Last line of defense is a fake news site, okay? It is made by the same person. It is run by the same person who runs National Report, The News Nerd, and What's the other one? It's the Worldwide News or something. I'm looking it up right now. World News Report. They're all the same person. And he actually came out in an article laughing at people saying, yeah, I quit my job. I got so many people sharing the stuff that I pull up, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning. What sounds great? I put it out there. I don't have to work anymore. You're all paying my mortgage. So guys, please, the last line of defense, report it, fake news site, don't pass it on, even if it's an actual, for once, a real news site that he actually bothered to put together, it's a fake news site, just get rid of it, go away, okay? Might as well be sharing National Enquirer. All right, on this website, there are 3 that I'm not going to call on Wikipedia, that I'm not going to call fake news. What I am going to say is you better check them out because a lot of what they print is very much opinion. 1, natural news. Natural news actually deals with homeopathology, alternative, you know, natural, non-vaccination and this type of thing. Okay. However, you got to be kind of careful with some of the stuff they put out there because they are very slanted towards that. For instance, they had a paper that was published by a doctor who has been able to link certain vaccinations to certain developmental disabilities, not including autism, okay? Paper is under peer review. In other words, it is still being researched and cited as peer reviewed. He did the research. He did the data. It has not been accepted yet as an actual report. National News ran with it. Came out later, it wasn't even a real doctor. The guy had made up his credentials, okay? So you got to be careful. But, yeah, I have found some good news on Natural News. I'm a non-vaxxer. Yes, you guys don't have to play with my kids if you don't want to. Non-vaxxer right here, and I'm proud of it. Okay. InfoWars. InfoWars is run by Alex Jones. The problem with InfoWars is they have a tendency to run with their news before they actually authenticate it. Okay, so what happens is that they hear Trump bombed Syria 50 tomahawks, and then they run with it. They don't run with the actual information of it was an airstrip. They don't run with an actual information of the fact that he had reported multiple times prior to this to Russia and told them, hey, this is what's going to happen. You don't like it. Tough. Okay, they just run with the story. So it's very glamorized. And then the final one that I listen to, that I watch, just to go ahead and keep an eye on when it comes to a lot of these, Before It's News. Before It's News is once more one of those that will run. It doesn't cite its sources. So what happens is, let's say it reads on the God Projects or it reads on some of the other extreme. The HuffPuff may run an opinion piece. It's an opinion piece. It says it's an opinion piece. They'll run it as if it's news. So those 3, be very careful with. They do actually have factual news, but they don't do due diligence on their news. Okay? So that's the first one we're going to. Second one. Remember when I just kind of smacked y'all about letting other people do the research for you so that you could go ahead and sit back and say, but hey, I read it, so it must be right? Julie, I'm sure you remember this. Who all remembers that list of fake news sites that came out that everybody was just loving? They shared like with millions.
I vaguely remember that.
That was made by a professor named Professor Melissa Zimdars. She's 30-something, self-identified feminist and activist who had a great dislike for President-elect Donald Trump and Vice-President-elect Mike Pence. She came out after it was been shared with millions. All right, and said the reason she had put it together was to cause controversy in the conservative side.
Go imagine that.
Now, liberals are now saying, hey, oh, yeah, look at that. Conservatives are now saying, hey, look at that. We got a liar over here. Guess what? Harvard. We had another conservative, believe it or not, who worked at Harvard, who came out with a complete list of fake news sites that were all liberal slanted, such as the Washington Post. The Washington Post is not a fake site. It's very opinionated. But much of their news is factual. They just like to throw in their very own touchy-feely emo style when they're writing it. So guess what? It's on both sides, people. Okay? My recommendation is do the due diligence. Hey, Gary's in the house. Hey, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Yo. Yeah. Do the due diligence, okay? And what I mean by that is that you need to go ahead, take the extra 5 seconds to click on the article, unless it looks like clickbait, and then just, you know, mark it as fake. Get rid of it. Take the extra 5 seconds, though, and look and see what they're citing. If they're all, if you go to Google and you see 16 different sites, but they're all citing one news article, pretty guaranteed it's a fake website that's been shared by people much like you who said, yeah, well, you know, sounds legit. And now we've got all these different websites who are now using it. And CNN's fallen for it. ABC's fallen for it. CBS has fallen for it. So just stop. Okay? If you can't find it in a local page, or if you can't find it on a reliable site like whitehouse.gov, G-O-V, once more, not com.
Yeah.
Okay? If you can't find it in multiple reliable sources, for instance, with the airstrike, there were multiple reliable sources of that airstrike from different entities and individuals who were giving them all the you know, the same report. You pretty much can guess it's reliable. If it doesn't have pop bang words but no real meat, okay? And finally, I don't care if you love the guy or hate the guy. I don't care if the political figure that we're talking about right now is Trump, but, you know, it was Obama. I don't care if you love or hate the guy. If all you're seeing when you're looking at your own news sources is negative, 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 or positive, 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 you're not looking at a reliably based, unbiased source. You're not going to get the real news. So, what did we learn? Julie, you want to recap?
No, I'll just sit here.
No, what we learned, guys, is that just because you read it on Facebook or just because your buddy tells you about it, my husband and I, we fight all the time. I'm constitutionalist, okay? I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore constitutionalist. My husband, he's an independent. He has a tendency to lean a little bit more towards some liberal ideas. He also has some conservative ideas, but he's very independent, constitutionalist independent. We'll both talk about the same story, and you would literally think it's completely different situations because he gets his news from one source, I get mine from another. Both sources are right, but both sources also are not looking at the other side. Okay. Now, manipulation. We learned today, guys, don't buy in to the hype until you've checked it yourself. Okay? Prime example, once more, Macy's never stopped Ivanka's line. Okay? Starbucks, boycott them because their coffee sucks, but don't boycott them because of some political acumen that you heard or anecdote that you heard that you have not actually verified yourself, because as I told you, mountains out of molehills. If you want to support a company for it, that's great. But I would be very.
Still.
Oh, am I? I just started cutting out. Am I here now?
Just a second, yeah.
Oh, you know what it is? I touched my headset. I'm not going to touch my headset. Okay. But basically what you want to do is you want to make sure that when you're sharing news or you're passing on news or you're listening to news, make sure that it's reliable to a certain extent. I mean, I wrote up a fake headline in our chat room. Trump divorces Ivanka, marries Michelle in polygamous relationship. Obama cool with it. That may sound ridiculous, but you know what? I guarantee you if I were to put that in a news article and put it out on the web, I can get at least 100 to 150,000 likes within 2 days. I guarantee you.
Hmm. And you get a few comments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We would. But you know what? They don't care about the comments. They really don't. I mean, you get all angry about something. Mm. Okay. Something happened that I'm bringing up here. There was a local Puyallup newspaper here. Yeah, I just said my hometown, Puyallup, Washington. So, yeah, if you want to come and talk to me, you can if you're going to be rational. If you're going to be irrational, there's 5 people in this house. We're all armed. Just wanted to let you know. Even the dogs carry, okay? So, anyway, this local paper put out a blog about how Trump had lost his satisfaction rating in Washington State by their polls. 47% disliked him. Now, for those who don't know, what happened is Washington State, if you had been watching the map during the live map, Washington State was red until King and Thurston County were counted, both hardcore liberal places. One has Seattle, the other has Olympia. Most of Washington was red, and then it went blue because guess where they chose the electorals from, people? Seattle. Okay. What's Seattle now, guys? Seattle's la-la land, okay? It's sanctuary city with a mayor who just wasted almost about $1 million to paint all of their sidewalks in LGBT colors and to make sure their police cars say LGBT colors and that they have safe signs on all of their primary businesses so that if you are alternate entity, gender, Philly, whatever, if you're not mainstream – and somebody looks at you funny and you feel like you're being sexually assaulted, then you can jump in and say that you're being repressed and assaulted, and they'll go ahead and give you a free cup of coffee, okay? Now, I'm not joking about this. I wish I was. So, and by the way, sexual assault now in Seattle is you looking at somebody and wondering if they're male or female, okay? So, anyway, going back to what we were talking about, when I dug into the poll, now remember, I'm one of those that digs. I don't just look at it. I dug into the poll. We have 7.6 million Washington State residents. Out of 7.6 million Washington State residents, we have 5 million that are registered voters. This poll, supposedly an unbiased poll, was sent out to 500 registered voters and asked, "Do you like Trump?" Guess where most of these people live, people? Seattle.
Yeah. What was the one I read the other day? It was, Trump has decided to quit the presidency. What was that one?
Mm-hmm. Trump and has decided to resign.
Yeah, because he wasn't happy at his job. It was no fun.
Right. Yeah, I love that one. The other one that I loved. Everybody remember the controversy on this. Even some conservatives were really concerned about this. About the $500. It started out at $500,000 a day. They went down to $300,000 a day. They went down to $75,000 a day. This is how much they were supposedly paying on the security for Ivanka and Brennan to live off post in New York so he could complete his schooling. And Trump to live in the White House. Here's a hardcore fact that nobody who got all frothy at the mouth about. Hey, Porky.
Was it that he donated his salary?
No. Trump has his own private security team. Okay? He has his own private security team. I have just been disconnected from chat because someone just logged in. Huh.
It wasn't me.
Was it John?
Probably John.
John?
Probably.
You just took me out of chat, you turkey. Anyway, I can't see chat now.
It's 6:59. Were you going for an hour today or longer?
I've got it for another 30 minutes. We don't have to do the whole 30 minutes. I just wanted to finish up, you know, just one thing and then we can go. Okay. Here's the deal. It turns out that there was a large amount of money that was being spent on Secret Service, but it wasn't because of the separation. as everybody was talking about. The reason being was because there were glaring security issues that had been uncovered when Obama left the White House that concerned the Secret Service to the point that they had to double up their security on everything until they rectified said issues, such as unsecured areas. They had blind spots in their videos. They had, you know, there were some serious issues. So, yeah, it was expensive, but it wasn't because of what New York was saying. It wasn't because of the separation where they lived. It was because they had crappy security set up. So,
And we didn't take advantage. I'm sorry. That was that was just
I know. I know, you know, there were some of us, I'm sorry, but there were some of us that were rooting for those guys that made it to the White House. All right. Well, I've lost chat room. Somebody logged in on it. I'm thinking it was probably John or someone else. I don't know. But, Whoa, we've got a caller. Stand by. Hey, caller, it looks like it might be John there.
It's John. Sorry, we're late. I was talking to a Porky Wheel in Northern Ireland. He is terrified of you.
Why?
He says, I don't want to be in the bar when she's had a few whiskeys in her.
Yeah.
You know,
join the club.
Him. You know what? I'm actually going to take that.
He's in the chat room right now.
I can't see him. I guess when you logged in, he booted me.
He's at Porky Wheel. That's him.
Right. No,
oh,
but
hi,
as soon as you logged in, you booted me out of my chat.
Sorry.
Let me see. Maybe I can log in and boot you both out.
Anyway.
Go ahead and, you can restart the chat room again. It's no big
deal. I'm doing that right now. I'm operating in a chat room. Go ahead.
So I was talking to Porky Wheel about some issues. So he's good to go. Hey, do you want the links to that secure email?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that offline here. We got about 10 minutes to go.
You only 10 minutes. It's only 9:02.
Yeah, well, I put it for an hour and a half, and we pretty much covered everything at this point. You missed it all.
I know.
And it was a good show, too, John.
Are you going to be on tomorrow, John?
He what? Am I watching?
It was a good show. Tomorrow?
Yeah,
you missed it. Tomorrow on Ladies of the Watch, we're going to be playing Conflicted, and you told me you'd be there.
I will be there.
Shout out.
Okay.
Contra Radio is on Sundays. We also have Saturdays, Ladies of the Watch, and on Fridays we've got my show, and they all have different things that they touch on. So, hey, great. Anyway, going real quick to wind up and round up, I'm going to be perfectly blunt with you guys. If you happen to be one of those clickers and you happen to be passing on BS because you're just too lazy to check it out, because you haven't taken that 5 seconds to go ahead and look in that subject to find out what's going on, to find out if it's real or not, or you didn't even notice that it had a .co at the end of the website, or, you know, it's like I said, Michelle Obama divorces Trump, you know, marries Trump, you know, something stupid. If you haven't taken that time and you share it, I'm telling you right now, your friends are now saying whatever you send to them is unreliable. They're not going to be believing you as much. You're only hurting yourself. I don't care if you're left or right. I don't care if you're, you know, what political stance you have. If you are adamantly sharing crap, then your reliability is crap. I will tell you right now, when I share something, there have been times, yes, that something has slipped through. I'll be perfectly honest. But I will tell you, when I share something, people stop and they look, because they know, even though I share a lot, they know
for
that
so
if I share it.
Reasons.
Well, yeah. But, you know, they know that I've pretty much done my due diligence on it, or that it's something that they might want to pay attention to. Now, have I fallen for the clickbait? Yes, it happens, okay? And nobody's perfect. But 9 times out of 10, I delete it immediately, report it as fake news, let everybody know, and we move on. So please, please, just do not be that fanatical sharer of BS, okay? So, any questions?
No.
Okay.
Well, I am going to go because I just ran into the house to get here.
To what? Speak. What did you run in the house for?
She ran in the house.
I was late. She called me 9:45 and I was in town and I'm still an hour away from home. And she goes, "Are you going to be on?" Let's just say I was really lucky there were no elk in the road on the way up. And I made most of a good time. So
I have the feeling that the main reason she ran in was because she knew I was talking smack about her when she wasn't there.
Oh, probably. I had Gary dart into the house and grab the phone so I could dial it before I got in to get there.
So, all right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up at this point. Once more, catch the first part of the podcast or tell your friends about the first part of the podcast if they're confused about what's going on in Syria. I boiled it down to very simple nuts and bolts. The rest of this podcast, please, don't share it because of me. Don't share it because I want you to have my name out there. Share the heck
yes,
out of this
do.
Because I'm sick and tired. Well, yes, I do, but that's not the reason for this particular podcast. I'm sick and tired of fake news. I'm sick and tired of fake news. And the next person who shares the last line of defense.org on my website, I swear to you, I will hunt you down and I will glitter bomb you. Last line of defense, fake news. F-A-F. Fake as fried ham, okay? So, any questions?
No.
No.
All right. Well, good night.
Oh, man.
Good night.
I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. If
Bye.
You guys are bored, come on and talk to us on Conflicted tomorrow. Ladies of the Watch.
Yes.
By the way, FYI, John, we had much better technological this time. We only had one time
yes.
that it actually cut out because I touched it. So, yeah, we're going to shut off now.
And you sound better.
I do feel better.
You're not a plague rat this week.
No. It turns out they were concerned about walking pneumonia. I just didn't want to say anything.
Well, don't forget about the Contra Radio Network Facebook group. I'm going to start slowly transitioning from the page to the group. So you're all invited.
Awesome. Awesome, cool. Awesome. Okay. All right.
All right, we'll go check
Keep
it out.
Keep on reporting. Okay.
Good night,
Peace
guys.
Out, guys.
Good night.
Welcome to Total Wine and More. It's much more than a wine store. It's the eighth wonder of the world.
When people talk about Total Wine and More, they get a little carried away. We're just a big, friendly place run by people with a passion for wine and beer. See, we travel the world to find the best wines from the best regions, and we sell them at the lowest prices anywhere.
And friendly, helpful experts at every turn.
You know what? Maybe we are the eighth wonder of the world.
Shop in-store or online at TotalWine.com.
Welcome to Total Wine and More. It's much more than a wine store. It's the eighth wonder of the world.
When people talk about Total Wine and More, they get a little carried away. We're just a big, friendly place run by people with a passion for wine and beer. See, we travel the world to find the best wines from the best regions, and we sell them at the lowest prices anywhere.
And friendly, helpful experts at every turn.
You know what? Maybe we are the eighth wonder of the world.
Shop in-store or online at TotalWine.com.